Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not telling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and will ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Come in.
Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yes, sir.
My African.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I will probably vote. I'll vote every year. I will.
All right. What is your age?
66.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm highly motivated to vote, yeah.
Okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
How closely, yeah.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself
a Democrat?
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat. Strong and strong.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, everything just is fine. I think everything in the country is not just him. Yes, but, I mean, we are satisfied with how things look like. We know very well there's sometimes difficulties in time. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. So when sometimes situation come anyway, you know, you have to hold up according to that. That's fine. So, I mean, we see that things are not too bad as it is.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I can say not 100% satisfied, but, I mean, as I said, I mean, we just got to just board it as it is and see how far, you know, it will be like. Maybe there'll come a changes because sometimes if there's a lot of pressure and things in the government, sometimes things go maybe bad. But as for us, the situation is not that much bad. Yeah, we just have to still continue, you know, to support the government.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, the economic condition is not 100% better, we can say. Yeah. We see a lot of people in the States and difficulties when it comes to, you know, the economic system. But if what is so, we're maneuvering and we're trying with life because there is a bigger area. The whole world's looking at America. So, and as we have everybody run to come here, at least for me, left easy. And for some of us, we know how, you know, important it is and how, you know, easier it is, you know, when you are here. Because if you back to Africa or other places, you know the type of, you know, pressure or difficulty you are facing. So, as for some of us as Africans, we feel very comfortable when we are here because we work hard towards everything. Yeah.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on?
Come again?
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, combating division and racism, reducing crime, border security, creating more jobs, and raising wages.
All what you touch is very important. All what you just touch is very important. But one especially that is important that we look at for the gun issue and also, you know, to avoid abortion and really preventive measures for abortion and avoid it. I think these are, very important within our society. All right? Mm-hmm. And also how to get a good health care. Yeah, through Medicare or Medicare, which one? Yeah, so these, I think, because myself, that I'm having a problem with my insurance, my health insurance, and I have a very serious medical condition. All right? I have a very serious medical condition. I'm facing problems with pressure. So and while all you're talking them is important, it's very, very important for the government or for Congress to look into. Yeah, especially for the health status and also for gun control and also to avoid abortion.
All right. Now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Democrats in Congress.
Feeling like what? For Congress?
Yes.
You mean how people handling cases in Congress? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's just rating how you feel towards some people or organizations. From 0 to 100.
Like which organization? They have special organization in Congress or what?
Democrats in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rate them 0 to 100, or no opinion, or never heard of?
Oh, no, I cannot rate them with 0. What are we doing? I cannot say 100. So it may be like in the middle of it.
Okay.
Not 100%.
Okay. Now, how about Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, when it comes to Trump, Trump is a human being, and likely, if an American people feel that he's the best person to be the president of this nation, but one thing I would say, because I believe in God, not in man, if God have signed it for Trump to be president, let it be. If God has signed it for Joe Biden to be a president, let it be. So this is just what I have to say. Because God, if any of them would be somebody good for the nation, I mean, let God bring that person. If Joe Biden would be the one that, you know, is choosing and God has accepted him, then let it be. But if Trump is the one that will be accepted and God has already proven, then let it be. So this is what I just have to say.
Okay. How about David McCormick?
David McCormick?
Yes.
What about him? What happened to him? What is wrong?
How would you rate him? 0 to 100.
What have you done that I would rate him?
From what you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know much about David, Michael. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Republicans. Really know much about him.
Republicans in Congress.
Republicans?
Republicans in Congress. Would you rate him 0 to 100?
I can't rate them 100, and I can't rate them 0. Because everybody doing their job. All right. And I mean, if this is America, you know, whatsoever you do, sometimes you know you get what they call for aid, you know, the reward. In other words, so I mean, I cannot completely say that 0, and I can't say 100. All right, but I would be like in the middle.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
I mean, she's a good vice president. I won't mind because, you know, I'm an African or she's African, but she's a very good vice president. And she's been flying behind Joe and talking to, you know, I mean, the American and also immigrants in the country. And she don't really, you know, hide the truth of what is going on. It's difficult, she says. And it's good, I mean, she said the right thing. So I've been hearing her, I've been following her. So, I mean, she's a good person. She's a good lady.
Okay. Well, how would you rate her from 0 to 100?
Well, I can say I can rate her like 80.
Okay. How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Well, I'm not really familiar with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and I haven't been following him. So I can't say anything about him yet. Because I think I heard they say he's independent, right?
Yes.
Okay. They say he's independent. Although his father was a good person, his father helped a whole lot, especially for my country, Liberia. His father did so many good things for Liberia. The first hospital that was there in Liberia was built by J.F. Kennedy. All right? He did a lot of good things in Liberia. So, I mean, maybe his son may be a good person. But I don't really know. I said sometimes he can be powerful in the speech.
Okay. Bob Casey Jr.
Bob Casey is very good. Yes. I can 100% sure that Bob Casey is good. Yeah. Especially for Pennsylvania. He's a very good guy. Yeah. I really like him.
Okay. Would you say 0 or 100?
100. 100 for him. Yes.
Okay. Jill Stein.
Really, I'm not familiar with him, actually.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Most of the guys you're talking sometimes I hear them, you know, on TV, on the radio station, on the TV, but I'm not really, you know, acquainted with these guys or know them. Too good. But they all are doing something better for the nation because they're in power and trying to put things under control. I mean, I think it's one of the best things you know, they are doing. It's a very good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Hey, Joe is good. He has a lot of recognition. And I think Joe speaks for the black before when he was senator in the 80s. In 1987, I listened to a speech of Joe when he went to South Africa. You know, talking about, you know, the black should get their freedom. And a lot of things, you know, a lot of good things. And he's been really fighting, advocating for black, fighting for black.
Okay. Joe Biden, would you rate him 0 to 100?
Well, I can rate him at 85.
85, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Well, I choose voting for Joe Biden.
Okay. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican David McCormick and Democrat Bob Casey Jr., for whom would you vote?
Bob Casey.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I mean, I have not really listened, but they are trying to put the crime rate under control and how safe the nation can be. I think I listen most often to it because Philadelphia, I live in Philadelphia, and the crime rate in Philadelphia, you know, I mean, is somehow difficult. Yes. But they are threatening it because every week we hear about, you know, shooting, killing, and all those stuff and things. So they are trying their best to see how that can be under control. Yeah.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
Come again?
And has what you've read, seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration may be more or less favorable towards them?
I mean, they are making more effort. Yeah.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards them?
If I heard less or more towards them?
No. What have you heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration?
Well, being more safe of a Biden administration is that, they are advocating or talking most often, especially Biden has been talking on the gun control issue at the time he was being vice president under Obama, President Obama. He's been advocating, talking, how guns should be under control and looking for a lot of strategies, how this will be done. Yeah.
And have you recently heard, seen, or read anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing?
No. I have not yet seen anything bad besides the crime that is against him, the court issues and things. But I have not heard any other things different from about Trump. Yeah.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
I see him making more effort. I've seen more. Yeah. Not less.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Donald Trump?
It's not that I heard or see more or have more favorability for Trump. But as I said, Trump too, he's somebody that has, the potential. He has people. Yeah, he know how to speak. He know how to talk to people. He know how to convince his people. So other parties too have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. Yeah, because he's somebody that really, people love him. They like him.
All right. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? Cuts to the social safety.
Huh?
Which ones do you believe are the biggest threats to African-American community right now? Cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
Well, as I just said, I cannot go through, just telling you that the risk against African-American or whatsoever. Between Trumps or whosoever, this is what I'm just saying. America is a land that is controlled by Congress. It's controlled by the 8 leaders. So anyone that sits in power, they try to make sure everything is under control. Be it Trump, be Donald Trump, or be Biden, whosoever. I think the American politics here do agree with me or not, that whosoever get in power, everybody support that person. So, this is what I said from the beginning. It can be Trump, it can be Biden. Whosoever gets into power, they will try to see how best things can be under control. Yes, no one will see America to be destroyed or for America to just go down easily. There's no president that will do that. So, they will run all their politics, but at the end, they still become one. So that's my answer to your question.
All right. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Well, Trump, Biden, they are a leader of the nation. I guess how Obama works. So whosoever get in power, I think they will work towards it. They will not only be one side or one side of person to say they are only for West supremacists or even the blacks. No. They will make sure there should be equal right and justice. Things should go on right in the country. Because everything is by law. Not only the president wants to decide. There's a law-abiding, you know, institution, which is Congress. So every law from Congress is a law that they abide by. So, I mean, it doesn't matter Trump become president or Biden become president. Because there's a law that has already been set, which is Congress.
Okay. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Yeah, it's one of the important things. Yes. I think bringing down the cost and the prescription drugs and things, I think we need that also.
Who do you think would be better at dealing with that issue, Trump or Biden?
Both presidents, both anyone that becomes leader, I guess what I'm telling you, they will work towards it because they will not agree for the citizen or immigrant to suffer or insurance or getting their medication for serious cases.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Keeping the gun in the hand of people? Out of the hand of people.
Who would be better at dealing with that issue? Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
I think I'm looking at Joe Biden to be one of the, because he's been, as I said, he's been talking about it over and over. Yes, and they've been working towards it. Yeah, but I mean, everything is just American politics. That's what I'm just saying. So we got to look at the opposite side of what's going on. Yes, saying it and implementing it is two different things. Yes, but Biden always talk about it. All right?
Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Coming?
Who do you think would be better at dealing with the issue of growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you?
Well, when Trump got into power, maybe sometimes it was because of the COVID. But we look at it that, you know, there was some money, you know, giving out, and we really had, you know, the American, at the time. So I don't know if at all, because by the administration, we didn't see such happening or such going on. But when Trump got into power, maybe it was a time that this money was signed to be taken out. So a lot of people benefited from all of this money. Some people never get, you know, but some people, you know, especially one for me, I wanted the beneficiary of that money, that I got something from other aid. So we don't really know. Maybe sometimes because of the economic high it look like at this present time, this is what causing this problem. We don't really know. Yeah.
All right. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Biden or Trump?
As I said, Both of them can try to put under control because they know very well it's human problem. It's a health issue. So they both can work towards it. It can be Trump, it can be Biden. Yeah, because they will not look at people suffering with medical conditions that they cannot able to help. Yeah, because Trump always talk about insurance issues and Biden to talk about it. So, but I see that, you know, from one fight, they try to download or play with Obamacare. But Obamacare is not a good insurance working, but it's working for other people. It's working for other people, immigrants. Yeah. So, I mean, once everyone can just help the nation, help the citizen, okay, this is the assistance we want. That's what I say. I say, let it be. If anybody who is good to become the leader of this nation, I mean, let God just bring the person to us.
Okay. Securing our borders, who would be better, Biden or Trump?
Well, security at the border, you're seeing it. Well, Trump is talking about border issue most often. And he's being very, very, you know, aggressive on the issue. Yeah, because we see that the border is open and people come in. And that's a good thing because sometimes, you know, America may need more people for more job opportunity, for more job and other stuff. But equally so too, there have to be a protection for the border because you don't know who is coming in. And Trump been talking about building the wall and other stuff. So when it comes to this, Trump has been really, you know, one president that been talking about this, even if it's not implemented. But he surely, you know, believe that protecting the border is one of the best things for America. Also, Trump being on this particular life, yeah.
Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Well, I mean, for that question, the war for Gaza, Israel, Biden has been doing his best. He tried and then to bring a ceasefire. And he's been trying to put things under control as everybody looking at it. So I would say that he's been trying his best to solve that problem.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Tell me that question.
And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Well, I mean, I did not follow all throughout for his trial, for whatever went through. But as a nation, if at all, you know, you have a crime or you have done something, you know, they have to go through to investigate you. You have to go to court or whatever. To say if you are guilty, well, the law take your course. If you are not guilty, then you'll be released. Yes. So,
okay. So Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges. His supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Not 100% agree, no. Yeah.
Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics on social media?
Honey?
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Oh, often, because I work sometimes at night. I listen to the media in the morning, sometimes most of me for going to bed. So, I mean, I think we got to close now, Rob, because I'm in a rush somewhere, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.